Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Evan.
Did you read the prompt for today's podcast episode?
Yes.
You're supposed to say, I've read it.
I've read it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
That's kind of exactly how I thought that would go.
Yeah, you were prepared for my failure.
I was also prepared for your success. I was going to cheer you on, but I was also ready with a backup. I have your back, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Welcome back to another episode of Evan and Caitlin Podcast. Today, we are going to be going through a subreddit. It's called Ask Reddit, where people ask their fellow Redditors a whole bunch of questions. And yep. Guess what? We may be very much lurkers in general, but we do browse Reddit a ton. We even have our own subreddit, which we need to figure out what to do with. So,
but it exists.
It exists.
r/Evan and Caitlin.
Yeah. That's a nice plug. So Caitlin is going to be browsing through the hot questions. Ooh, spicy. So they're like, you know, for those of you guys who don't know how Reddit works, it's a user submitted website where people, it's all user driven content, and then people upvote it or downvote it, and the posts that get upvoted rise to the top, and the ones that get downvoted disappear into the nether that Reddit can become.
So I'm going to do the hot.
Yeah. So questions. Hot is basically like, posts that are new, that are like accelerating really fast. So the hot are like in the moment questions that are like popping. And so I'm doing like the most upvoted questions of this month.
You're doing the top.
I'm doing the hot.
Yeah. You're doing the top.
Yeah. So this is an example of what a top question might be. What are underrated websites and what do you use them for? I browsed through that question like when it came up earlier.
I browsed through it too.
I was like, oh, I'm going to make note of these. Ooh, boom, 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 boom.
Except I got through like three answers and then I was like, enough.
I think that I want to add something original to this question. So I am going to say EasyGIF. We honestly use that website a lot.
All the time. It's
a great tool. You just upload a video file and it turns it into a GIF. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, rescale it or optimize it or whatever. Also, Caitlin, you know those really annoying Google images?
Oh, when they like, what's the file type?
The thing. I don't know what it is, but it's like it annoys me so much.
Something, and you can't open it in Photoshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That file type. I'm going to look it up right now. APNG. No, WebP.
WebP.
It's supposedly like a billion times better than everything. It's like a JPEG and an MP4 and a GIF. So, it's like everything.
So what are you getting at?
But basically it's annoying because you can't open it. EasyGIF also allows you to convert WebPs into GIFs, into JPEGs, into PNGs, into whatevers.
There you go.
So it's pretty nice. I'm not sure if it's the best one, but that's what we use.
Here's another very handy one. I might get the name wrong. This to that. The glue one?
Yeah, the glue one. Yeah, we've used that
before. As makers, we use that a lot.
What do you
type in
use
two materials?
Yeah, like plastic and metal.
Plastic and metal. Plastic and wood. Plastic to plastic.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you what kind of adhesive to use. It's often resin.
I mean, it's like, here are these alternatives if you don't want to mess with resin. But if you really want to get the job done.
Resin. Usually like fibonet epoxy is what it
Yeah,
recommends.
Something like
but
that.
But very handy if you're a maker or a crafter.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah. You know, it's there's so many good websites out there. But I think it's good that we stopped at just one each before we, like, the whole podcast is just like, what's your favorite website?
My favorite website is evanandcaitlin.com.
Oh, wow. I bet you guys didn't even know we had a website. Still don't know what we're doing with it again. But we'll figure it out eventually.
Okay, I have one. Which foods taste better when they're a little burnt?
Marshmallows.
Oh, that's a good one. I like cheese.
Burnt cheese?
I like quesadilla.
Crispy.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's not burnt.
Well, like, it says a little burnt. I think of a little burnt as like slightly over crisped. You know, like when you get the edge of your quesadilla and it just gets a little crispy. Sometimes when I'm making tacos, you know what I'll do? Is because we'll heat the tortilla in the pan and some butter. what I will do sometimes is I'll sprinkle cheese on the tortilla, open face, kind of let it melt, and then I flip it cheese side down, and you let it crisp a little bit. And you can't go too long, but I think that counts.
Burnt.
That's a little burnt. Broccoli.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The edge is a little crisp.
We actually, I mean, you can watch our Magic Broccoli episode. We crisp those boys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what is the, you know, so it's like, oh, you're a programmer? I have a problem with my printer. What's the equivalent of this for your job? I think for us now, it's kind of like, oh, you are makers, want to fix my sink?
It'll be a good, example.
It'll be a good episode for your YouTube channel.
It'll be a good video.
Not calling anyone out in particular. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into what makes a good YouTube video, and I'm not sure if that'd be it.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, in our past jobs, we also had that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, as a graphic designer, what's something that you frequently got asked?
I mean, most of the stuff, I kind of felt like it was in my job description, so it didn't get to me the same as, like, some of these other examples and stuff. I don't know. Come back to me. What did you get asked? You got asked a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean, at the same time, like, you know, I was the first engineer brought on to our small company. And I'm just mainly talking about my last job because I worked for huge companies. And in the huge companies, you can't do anything that's not out of your job description. Like, I honestly worked for a big company and I felt stifled that I couldn't expand outside of, like, my very narrow task that I was given. But then when I worked for a smaller company as an engineer, I was like, you know, well, you're an engineer. You can do anything IT related or technology related or, you know, everything. So I kind of got everything added to my plate, and then I did it because I'm a sucker, I guess. I don't know.
No, because you're helpful.
Yeah.
And you want to, like, see people succeed.
Yeah, I wanted to see the business succeed. Yeah, so I did take on IT and everything.
I thought of my thing.
Okay, what's that?
That, like, I mean, I guess it's kind of in my job description, but it's sort of outside of it. PowerPoints.
Oh, yeah.
I became my nickname at my job, even though
PowerPoint
I was a graphic designer.
Queen.
PowerPoint princess.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
I was a PowerPoint princess. Because, like, I could close my eyes and pretend it was InDesign or Illustrator or Photoshop. And I got pretty good at making PowerPoints look like they were not made in PowerPoint. I could do, like, fancy animations and, like, non-standard fonts and, like, never used their built-in templates. So I got really good at PowerPoints, but then, like, everybody wanted me to make a PowerPoint. And, like, sometimes your PowerPoints are not necessary.
Oh, man. Okay, do you have one or should I go again?
I have one. It kind of reminds me of another Ask Reddit I've heard, and maybe the other one's better, but what's immoral but not necessarily illegal?
Immoral but not necessarily... Like, most of the things I'm thinking of are illegal. Like,
here's a related one.
Okay.
What's not illegal but feels illegal? I'll give you an example that, like...
I don't do anything illegal.
Oh, no. Well, that doesn't mean you still know it's illegal. So here's an example of something that's not illegal but feels illegal. Going into a grocery store and walking out without buying anything.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like you're doing something wrong?
And you're like, you're kind of like,
I just came for one thing and y'all didn't have it. I swear.
Okay, you know what would? Going into those Amazon stores where you can just take anything. But it so basically you sign up with Prime and then you walk in and your phone, like, pings the store, and then the store tracks the items that you pick up and then you just walk out with them. There's no cashier.
It charges you later?
It charges you, like, as you walk out.
That's weird.
Yeah, so you just walk in, grab what you want, and leave.
That's very interesting.
That would feel illegal to me.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's a weird thing? I'm not going to necessarily say it's illegal, but, like, so many things about it feel wrong. Like, filling out government forms. I always get
feels like
kind
you're
of
doing
like,
something wrong.
I kind of feel like I get, like, nervous.
Yeah.
Because, like, you should do that right. But, like, sometimes the forms are really poorly designed. And it's like, look at form 53694B and take the value in field C and multiply that by by 10, divide that by 2, and add 10. It's like, you know, I think that especially as we became adults and we had to take on a lot of that for the first time, I did feel like, I never felt like I was doing anything illegal, but I was always wondering, like, did I do that right? I don't know. And honestly, I'm not sure if anyone in the government will check, so who knows?
Yeah, yeah, but it does make you feel like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, you're like, what?
It's like, I swear am I to adulting the best of correct? My knowledge.
I swear, I am an adult.
That this information is accurate. It's like, it is to the best of my knowledge, but like, are they going to come at me for not doing more research? What else could WTF mean?
Well, they're falling.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's way more funny to me than anyone else who has not watched Kung Pao.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here hanging out with you. I'm going to tailor my humor to you, and I know you.
Oh, that's great. Mine would say, this is when Jube is walking by, and you say, whoa, that's Fluffy.
I like that. That's Fluffy. That's a more relatable one. Well, they're falling.
Oh, it gets me so good, but it's going to be, it's a quote from a movie, Kung Pao.
It's a reference to a quote. It's not a
reference
a direct,
to a quote.
It's an inside joke. Okay, so this is actually something that I've thought of a decent amount, which may or may not be weird. It's gotten 75,000 upvotes, so I guess it's not that weird. You get teleported to the day you're born with all the memories from your past life. You're now an infant. What do you do? This could be a whole podcast. Mm. We could write a whole story from this. But interestingly, like, the thing I always think about it, I'm like, would this be good or would this be bad?
I think it would be bad. I mean, it would be good if your goal in life is like
success,
productivity, and success and money, because you could have, be a like, child prodigy. A leg up. But it would. Well, I guess so. I was gonna say it would be bad because you'd be going through childhood without being able to enjoy childhood.
Yeah, but
you've already had your own childhood, so I guess it would be okay.
My main worry. I've thought through this scenario a whole bunch. You know, we could make our families very successful. We could help them, like, invest in Apple when it's just small and, like, invest all your money in, like, you know, you can optimize
the system
for so much. And, like, you know, we can, you know, there's a whole bunch of inventions and trends and all these things that we know and we could, like, capitalize on. You know, we would be successful in a lot of the ways that people measure success. But I think that we would be loners. We would not be able to make friends, because honestly, like, what a 2-year-old finds interesting, or even like, if, you know, as adults, I'm not sure if we'd be able to fully get back into things that young kids enjoy for as long as they enjoy them.
We'd be super bored, like having to
super
be
bored.
In
yeah, we would want to converse with adults, and adults would be freaked out by us. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And also the biggest thing is, like, how would I meet and date you?
Yeah.
Because that's the, you know, I can get through being a weird little kid, you know, for some of the other side benefits that it does. You know, like, invest early in these big companies, get, you know, success so you can basically retire, and then start a YouTube channel for fun. Have success there too, because you already know, you know, all of the trends that YouTube is going to go through. You can game YouTube too. You know the types of thumbnails that are going to work. Then you're going to know when to shift from one type of content to another. And you can be the head of the game and all these different things. But
then, of course, you're going to run into issues that you don't know how to deal with. So, like, if you game that system and you're successful at it, then you have, like, this insane fame, and you may not be equipped to deal with the emotional burden of having that many eyeballs on you.
Maybe, but also, you know what it's, I mean? Like, I don't know, it all comes down to, in the end, would I, like, chance my relationship with you for anything else? And the answer is no.
But if you looked at it from the, because that kind of makes sense in the, like, would you go back in time and change anything? But if you looked at it in the same way that I was with, like, well, I wouldn't want to miss out on my childhood, but you've already had a childhood, so we've already dated.
We haven't dated our whole lives.
Oh, like you would find, like, to start dating me earlier?
No. Like I would try to, yeah, like, how would I, like, I'd go to the same college that I went to so that I could meet you at college.
Yeah.
But how would I interact with you? Like, what if we didn't, like, have the same start of the relationship? What if you were weirded out by me? Because I'm like, I know you.
I might be.
I know you. I know these stories. You know, it's like, I wouldn't want to change. Like, you know, we ended up together in this life. If I could go back and relive my life, I wouldn't risk the chance of, like, messing up our relationship the second time and not dating you in the redo.
But it's not a redo. It's just, like, again.
Oh, you mean, like, if we lived our entire full lives and then woke up at the beginning again?
I thought that's what this was saying. I don't know. Maybe not.
I thought it was saying, like, you get teleported right now to the day you were born with all the memories from your past life, but you're now an infant. What do you do?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was an interesting one.
I wouldn't hop in the teleporter.
Yeah.
But if I was, I would try to, like, you know, I guess, like, it's just saying you're teleported. So I guess I would do what I said.
What's
and I'll try to come across as not weird.
What's the worst place you've ever had to spend the night?
What's the worst place or the worst overnight experience I've ever had?
Either.
Okay, so the worst overnight experience I had, I was with my friend's family, and we were on, like, a day trip, like, day and night trip, like, river tubing or something like that. And I had really bad food poisoning.
Oh, no.
Really bad food poisoning. So I was I was with my friend's family, and we were staying at one of their family friends' houses or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was just having the worst night ever.
Oh, no.
And I felt so embarrassed, and everything was bad, and I hated it.
I'm sorry.
Everything was bad.
That's a bad time. How old were you?
I know, I was probably like 14 or 15.
That was pretty bad.
But, like, yeah, it was, like, I was able to kind of deal with it some. But, like, I feel like it probably would have been worse if I was younger. But, like, still, that's not
a fun time.
It's not a fun time.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know if I have any quite that bad. No, I have, like uncomfortable things. Like the sleeping was physically uncomfortable.
Hmm.
But, you know, like, when my brother was in the hospital, I, like, slept on a cot or something. I barely remember. But, like, I don't know. I was just curious about yours. I didn't have a good answer myself. I just wanted to know if you had one.
Oh, yeah, I had one. I had them.
Oh, one? This is a different kind of worst. But when Hurricane Harvey was here, and we were just staying up the entire night watching the news and going outside to see how far up the water had gotten, like, how many more feet it had, like, gone up the driveway.
Yeah.
That was rough.
That was a long period of not sleeping.
Yeah.
There's a question for, what is your favorite dead video game franchise? Dead is in quotes. I think that one thing that I wish would be re-released for modern PC systems with multiplayer added, Red Alert 2 would be great. I just loved that game so much when I was younger, and I want to play it again with my brother.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Is there still Banjo-Kazooie is being released?
No, I don't think so. They added Banjo to Smash. Super Smash Bros.
I know that we booted up the N64
and we played it briefly until we killed the N64. But it was
great.
There
was a Banjo-Kazooie released in 2008. I guess that's been a while. For the Xbox 360.
Yeah, that was 12 years ago.
Oh, my
Actually,
gosh.
I didn't know about that, though. But that was, you know, during a time where I wasn't playing as many video games.
Banjo-Kazooie, 1998.
Yeah, 98 and Banjo-Tooie, 2000.
So Banjo-Tooie was like a legit one too?
Banjo-Tooie was good, yeah. Yeah, they were both really good.
What about Grunty's Revenge? It's the Game Boy Advance. It doesn't count.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was going to say I didn't play that.
I mean, there's probably a lot of video game franchises that would be great, but Red Alert 2 is one that recently came to mind, and I wish that it would be released.
Yeah. People who check the behind the shower curtain for intruders when using the bathroom. What will you do if someone's there one day? This is silly. We don't have a shower curtain because we have glass. Have you ever done that, though? Or done anything similar?
I've kind of gotten paranoid a few times in my lives. Mm-hmm. And I do like think, okay, what would I do in this situation? Like, what impromptu things could I do? Or how would I deal with the situation? I think it is kind of human nature for your mind to wander in those directions. You know, we evolved as, you know, hunted prey for more of our past than we have been top tier people. You know, there's that's like the, you know, old part of our brain that still, you know, comes back and says, hey, watch out every now and then. And I think that's a lot of people think that that's what your dreams are. So
preparing you for scenarios you might have to deal with.
Yeah, like, am I still streaming?
I had that so silly sometimes when you describe a scary game. But you know, the other night when you woke me up because I was like, like in my sleep.
Yeah.
My scary dream was that I had gone into our living room and we have these kind of like tallish silvery vases. And they started chasing me. And I was running and I was trying to yell and I couldn't, which is why I started like hyperventilating. But it was so stupid. But my brain was like, if those vases chase you, you will know how to handle it.
So you didn't know how to handle it.
No, I just ran. My brain was
trying
to.
You failed the test, Caitlin. You failed the imaginary test.
No.
Yeah, but I'll get like paranoid thoughts like that in my head every now and then.
Yeah, I haven't in a long time. When I was younger, I would sometimes, you know, you turn on all the lights when you're going downstairs and stuff.
I did used to, like, when I was probably like 7 or so, I did, like, we stayed at this one hotel and there were a whole bunch of red LED lights everywhere. And I like developed like a like linkage in my head that those were eyeballs everywhere, like skeleton face eyeballs with red lights. And for a while, I was like kind of freaked out by them for a little bit. Okay, so time freezes for 48 hours and you're the only thing not affected. What do you choose to do? Do I do a realistic answer or do I stretch for something that might be more entertaining?
You can give both.
Okay, realistic answer? I pick up the house. You know, I take care of all of those things that have been on our to-do list for a long time.
I mean, if you think about it, time freezing for 48 hours, like, I mean,
I guess
if,
like the,
being practical be that
if you're a thief,
bad?
you could definitely, like, take advantage of that. You know, it's like everyone else is frozen for 48 hours. You could go and, like, take stuff. Mm. But I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I was thinking more like if I use those 48 hours to do something that I need to do in my life, then I'm saving 48 hours of lifetime.
Or, like, if you live near, like, Area 51, do you just, like, run in real quick and peek around?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Area 51, right?
Yeah, it's Area 51.
Well, I was like,
The aliens. It's Area 52.
Naruto, run in there.
Yeah.
Could we get creative with that?
This kind of goes back to the, like, I guess not really, the, like, illegal and immoral questions. Like, most of the things that you think of that someone would try to do are mostly, like, illegal-ish things, like sneaking around. Because everyone else is frozen or, like, spying. I don't really have the desire to do that.
Yeah.
Does it freeze only humans?
Yeah. No, it freezes everything.
Everything.
Because if it didn't freeze, like if it only froze humans, then
we'd all get eaten.
Yeah. And then 48 hours later, like chaos would erupt.
I was just thinking I could go like play with kittens, but they'd all be frozen.
Hmm.
48 hours of kittens.
Things you touch will unfreeze.
Oh, I go play with kittens.
You wouldn't take me with you?
No, you could come.
Okay.
I didn't say you wouldn't come with me.
Okay.
If you want to.
Well, I mean, like, the problem is, we can go, we are adults. We can go play with kittens whenever we want, but then we'll bring them back.
Yeah, I know.
All
if everyone else is frozen, I can't go through the adoption process.
Oh, legally. So,
legally?
And you'd be breaking the rules otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it will prevent me from adopting all of them.
What is the craziest butterfly effect that has happened because of a small decision you made?
Meeting you.
I was going to say the same thing. It's like there are lots of things. Like, and you know, we're being very self-focused with this question in a way, because, like, who knows? Like, there could have been a ton of butterfly effects that happened because of a video we made or because of, you know, something that we did to someone else. But I'm not sure if we're really going to see those.
So we don't know.
You guys let us know if there are any butterfly effects that we have spawned out into the broader world. But I think for me, I think the biggest thing are, like, you know, if I hadn't have gone to the desk and met you and helped you fix your computer.
Well, I almost didn't go to the school we went to. So
I was
going to go to art school.
So almost didn't.
So it was, like, even bigger for me. It was a very last minute switch.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even going to apply. And yeah. I was like, I'm going to art school, bebe.
Bebe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that was a big decision that you made. So it's like that little decision you made ended up with us dating, ended up with us making this channel. And now 100 million views later.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about that. We just hit 100 million views.
100 million views.
On our main channel,
views.
Which is like,
yay!
It's crazy. It's a really... Yes. It's a very hard to comprehend number.
Sorry. I just had to have a little soundboard moment to celebrate.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I think, like, we've been eyeballing our sub count. Oh, now Evan's running the confetti.
Yeah, I'm at the video confetti.
Lights.
It's just for those watching the YouTube video. Audio listeners, please ignore the segment.
Yeah, we've been watching, like, our sub count so much. Like, ooh, when are we going to hit a million?
Yeah.
That's been, like, the goal. And then we knew we were getting close to 100 million views.
And then it, just,
and
we
then
just
it passed it. We're like, whoa, that happened fast.
That's a crazy number. And, you know, I think that in the end, a lot of people look at the subscriber number, but the view number is what really matters. In a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Views are more, you know, every subscriber is very important, but, like, the results.
If you're talking about in terms of, like, measuring your actual success and reach,
yeah,
and stuff.
Measuring your actual success on YouTube,
yeah,
is all about views.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I mean, that's really cool. So thank you guys, everyone who's been supporting us along this crazy, crazy journey.
Would you go blind for 1 year for $10 million?
No. Definitely not.
Only even if it was just for a year?
Yeah. You wouldn't either.
I might.
You wouldn't.
Could make it like a shtick. Blind crafts.
Oh, it's not. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's, you know, I worry that's like minimizing what blind people go through.
Yeah.
You know, I think that
I think it's different because, like, when it's temporary, like, it's obviously easier in this temporary hypothetical situation. That's
much different
than.
Yeah, I think the main thing is, well, also, where would that 10 million be coming from?
It's coming from Reddit.
It comes from Reddit.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone on Reddit donates $1.
Yeah.
For the person who goes blind for a year.
Yeah.
Okay. I still wouldn't do it. I mean, like, you know, because I think that, like, going back to, like, why we went through what we kind of did to make our channel a success. We didn't see friends or family much. We, you know, didn't sleep much. We really put in a lot of work to make, you know, this dream that we had happen. And it's because we want to work towards the goal of, like, us spending time together, us having enjoyable days together, and us just, like, living the best life that we can, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, I think that if you are giving up your vision for a period of time, not saying that people who don't have vision aren't living their best lives, because I think you can live a very fulfilling, great life without vision. But I feel like, would you want to give up that for just money?
If I was in this situation, actually, like if there was someone who was like, oh, I'm just going to turn off your vision for a year and you'll get $10 million. I'd be like, how are you turning back on? I don't trust you.
Oh, yeah.
So I probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah. That's good verse. Yeah. But that is tough. And I think that Caitlin has scrolled down far enough in the hot ask Reddit section that there's just things with like zero upvotes.
Oh, sorry. I'd be scrolling.
Yeah. So,
well, hot is like, it's up and rising, but it's not, you're not going to get as many good questions.
You aren't going to get, yeah. So
yours are going to be better than mine.
I'll take over for a little bit.
You see, tell them getting to the,
you know, scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Those of you Redditors in happy, healthy, fulfilling relationships, what were the green flags you noticed about your partner early on in your relationship with them?
Well, this is a little hard for us to answer because we were friends for a long time before we were in a relationship. So would it be like when we first met each other as friends, I guess?
When we were first considering dating the other person, what were the green flags that were like, oh, yes, 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 yes?
I think like, everything was just like easy and right and not difficult. I don't like, it was like,
this is
not stressful. It was positive without like, I don't know. There's just like zero. It was that complete absence
of
negative emotions or drama. Yeah, and yeah, usually when you're starting to date someone, there's like, you know, there's still like some doubt or some like, oh, what is he thinking? Or
there
whatever.
Was fear of messing up our friendship, but that was the only like, worry I had. I do very much consider myself in a happy, healthy, fulfilling relationship, but at the same time, the start of our relationship was abnormal.
Yeah, because we had been friends for so long.
How abnormal is it for friends to for people who are friends for that long to date?
My guess is it's not super normal.
Not super normal. Yeah,
we be friends for 5 years and not date.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, that is strange. Yeah, because I think that like,
there has to be like circumstances making you not date if you're compatible.
Yeah, by the time we were thinking about each other in a romantic way, I already knew so much about you. I already fully trusted you. Everything was great. We had a just great vibe and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I feel. This is kind of like a side topic that I'm kind of branching off into. But when I first started dating you, I felt like I understood what relationships should be like and everything.
Yeah, like it was right. It was a when you know feeling, and it was like, oh.
But then I was thinking about it more, and I was thinking, you know, every relationship has its own trajectory. It has its own origin story. And, you know, a lot of relationships can get to that really, really good place. But I feel like I sometimes feel ill-equipped to give advice.
Yeah.
Because I feel like our situation was unique. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eh. Side tangent. Okay. So the average human brain is compatible of about 2.5 million gigabytes. Your brain has reached near capacity. What do you delete to free up space?
What do I delete to free up space? You know, it's funny because, like, I feel like our brains do that anyway.
My brain just, like, whoop!
So many things from, like, being in school or even like college and stuff that I just don't really remember anymore.
Yeah, my brain definitely has, you know, like on a lot of trash boxes on computers, it auto deletes after 30 days. It's a setting you can choose now. That's what my brain has been doing.
Yeah.
It's not 30 days.
Is there anything that you would like, oh, it's kind of weird to be like, I would consciously get rid of this memory, like even if it was a bad one, because it's kind of like the whole you know, erasing something out of your past, how does that affect who you are now?
I think that my... I forget what we were watching, but I remember one TV show...
Oh, that movie. It was a Nicolas Cage movie. I'll delete that.
Oh, yeah. It's already being deleted from my brain. So this is very interesting. What was that science YouTube show that was talking about how your brain works?
I don't know.
Was it like it was a Vsauce or something like that? I'm not
probably
sure.
Probably Vsauce or Kurtz Kazat or something. Yeah,
probably one of those. But basically, I may be butchering this, so you might want to look up Kurtz Kazat or Wikipedia or something like this afterwards. But I'm fairly sure that how a memory forms in your brain is it's a series of connections in your brain, the neurons firing in a certain pattern, and that creates a memory.
Maybe it was a TED Talk. I watched this with you.
And the more it fires, the stronger the memory is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you listen to a song, and that series of inputs from your brain into your mind fires repeatedly, again and again and again and again. And that's why you get a lot of music stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing if you watch movies, or you watch a movie and you think about it a whole bunch afterwards.
You quote it.
You're basically training your brain to, like, write it. It's kind of like, you know how a record player works? How, like, there's grooves in the thing, and the needle picks up on the grooves.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, like, opposite for how your brain works. As you do the same thing over and over again, it's not kind of like you're scratching that data into, like, a permanent record in a way. And the same way, it's kind of like the same process for forgetting it. If you have this pattern of firing neurons in your brain that is a memory, and that pattern doesn't fire for a long, long, long time, then it just kind of fades away.
Yeah.
I think that's fascinating.
Any that you would purposely fade away, aside from that Nicolas Cage movie? What was it? Mandy or something?
I think that I don't consciously think about things to forget, but my brain certainly is, like, on top of it. It's kind of like... Like, you probably remember a lot of embarrassing moments from your life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And I'm not sure if it's something that I've ever consciously tried to use to forget.
Yeah.
But I just don't focus on that. I don't relive it in my head. And so it just, since it doesn't fire repeatedly in my head, because, like, I think the reason why you might have those memories in your head is because they repeat.
Yeah.
And you're like, what could I have done differently, or what? Etc.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, it just leaves me.
Yeah.
Do you have one, or should I go again?
I already told. Was that
next? Oh, you just, okay. Yeah. So if life was someday proven to be a simulation, what glitch or abnormality could you point to as a major clue we missed?
Like the Mandela effect in general.
Mm.
You know, like everyone remembers Berenstain Bears to be, like, spelled with the E-I-N, but then if you look up the books, it's spelled with the A-I-N.
That is weird. I think Mandela Effect is a great example of that.
And, of course, like, deja vu.
Yeah.
Those are kind of obvious answers, though. I'm trying to think of anything, something more unique.
Tangentially, have you ever watched the show, The Truman Show?
Oh, yeah, I watched The Truman Show.
Have you?
What would be any signs that we're in The Truman Show?
Yeah, have you ever thought, if I was in The Truman Show, what would the signs be? Are you a paid actor? Oh, that laugh. Oh, no. She knows I'm onto her. That's why she's so fabulous. No, but I had thought, like, okay, so, like, if I'm moving places, how would they, like, change the set? How would they ensure that people in the new place?
I think because we moved a lot, it would be much harder for either of us to be a Truman Show person.
Contestant. Yeah, but I have thought, like, because, you know, we in our heads, we are all the protagonists of the story in a way. And I wonder how many people, after watching The Truman Show, was like, what if I'm on The Truman Show and that was a big troll? That was a hint. They're teasing me.
Or like a clue. Someone on the inside, like, wants you to be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
They want to free you. Yeah.
What if it was a documentary inspired by your life? and someone snuck it in and let you watch it.
Weird.
Maybe that was just me. Let's see. What is something that you just cannot understand the popularity of?
Kids these days. Let me see.
We understood TikTok pretty early.
Yeah, no,
on.
I like TikTok. I'm sure I could think of something.
That's kind of like kids these days.
That's
like,
what, yeah, that's why I said like, kids these days. Let's think of something that's like not associated with kids. Because I feel like there's a lot of stuff where it's like, oh, okay, that kid show is so dumb.
I got it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of understand it in the same way. 5 minute craft type videos.
Oh. Yeah, I truly don't understand how they're so popular other than just like Facebook? I don't know.
I guess it is kind of like easy to hate watch, but I wonder are all of those millions
are
of
all
views
those views hate watches?
Yeah. And hate watch is a strong word. We don't actually like actively hate the companies that are profiting from this.
No,
I do kind of object to it in some ways, you know, but
yeah,
I don't fully understand that.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, some people, somebody's gotta like it. Like, everyone hates on it.
It might
like,
be a young kids thing.
Maybe. I guess so.
If we could only get a peek at their analytics. All right. So someone offers you $100 per hour to watch any movie on repeat. Which movie do you choose?
How is this for the rest of your life?
So at any point, you can sit down and earn $100 an hour.
Yeah, but an hour isn't even like the length of a movie.
No. So it's like you can watch it for 24 hours.
Oh.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like someone, this is an open deal. At any time, okay, you can fire up that movie and just watch it as much as you want.
To me, it has to be something that either has like an amazing soundtrack, because you can also just kind of like zone out, do other stuff while you listen to
Interstellar.
The soundtrack.
Interstellar 666.
That's not a movie though.
That's a movie.
Is it a movie? How long is it? It's a Interstellar 5555?
Yeah.
So that, I feel like that, I don't know if that counts, because that was
okay,
animated specifically for the Daft Punk.
Vote in the chat. Is that a movie?
But it was specifically for the Discovery album by Daft Punk.
It says a film.
Does that count as a movie? I feel like it's kind of a loophole.
Animated musical science fiction film.
I mean, you could do that, but I do feel like it's a little bit of a cheat, but it isn't.
And that is like one of the best albums to listen through all the way through.
Yeah.
We've watched it multiple times.
I'd probably pick like Nightmare Before Christmas.
But would that kill it for you?
No, I've already listened to it so many times. I don't know.
It is almost like a music.
It's a musical, basically.
It's basically a musical. Now, if you could listen to it in the background... Like, well, watch it in the background. No, you'd have to sit down and watch it.
Still probably my Nightmare Before Christmas.
I could also maybe do something like Planet Earth count or something like that. Some like...
It's not a movie.
Nature movie.
That's not a movie, though.
Something that you can just like just kind of stare at and zone out. And it just turns into a background of like whales and deep sea creatures and like,
just like
cool goats climbing mountains and stuff like that. I don't know. Am I the only person who just like loves just chilling out
Planet
with some
Earth.
nature oh, films?
Planet Earth is the best.
I kind of want to watch it now.
I know.
It sounds so chill.
Sounds
like
real
if it starts
chill.
Raining again and we have some spare time, so maybe like in
That'd
a
be
year.
Such a treat.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's watch some old Planet Earth. Maybe then there will be a new Planet Earth.
Maybe when we're spending time with family, like in the future, like
we'll
over like
Earth.
A holiday or something like that, that'd be a good thing to put on in the background.
Yeah.
One day. Oh, man. So let's see. What is the scariest true story you've heard or told? You have some. In your family? Have you told them? I think maybe at the last Halloween.
Yeah, we did do some of the Halloween. So like,
did you do the tiles falling off?
Yeah, I did that one.
Okay, that was creepy.
But this could be scary as in like ghost story, or also scary as in just like something dangerous happening.
What's the scariest true story you've heard or told? I mean, telling stories? The scariest thing that I can tell that's a true story of my own is anything where I saw my life flash in front of me.
Like car accidents?
A lot of them are cars.
Yeah.
Driving cars is scary. It's the probably single riskiest thing any of us will ever do, and we all just do it casually.
All the time.
And I try not to ever be casual about it because I'm very aware of it in some ways. But like, I've been rear-ended. I've been in other different types of accidents. We don't need to go into, them. Oh, remember? Oh, this is a weird thing. I'm not sure if you've ever told it. The car fire.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird.
We were living in our apartment complex, and there was like a parking garage. So you would like drive up to the floor your apartment was on.
We have photos of that.
We do.
Should that be the podcast background of the thumbnail? I don't know.
Maybe not make sense with the topic of this.
Yeah.
And so. How were we notified? Were we called?
We got a call in the middle of the night from our apartment complex manager,
saying that there had been a car fire and that our car was affected.
Yeah, a car next to us just
spontaneously combusted.
It was a fault of the it was like a
manufacturing
error.
So our car was what, two cars down?
Yeah.
So there was the car that combusted. The two cars next to it. The two cars next to it were completely melted. The car that combusted was completely melted, and ours was like melted on one side, being two cars down. It was so freaky, and it was such a weird thing to be called in the middle of the night by our apartment complex.
Yeah, it was like 2, 3 a.m.
And like walking out there, like it had already kind of been taken care of. Like the fire department had already left by then. But we were in the parking garage. The fire was so hot, it had eaten away at some of the concrete. It had melted like the exit sign.
Yeah.
Above it, like. It was weird and freaky.
That was a freaky thing.
Yeah.
That was really freaky. This is going to be a tough one, but you're choosing a band name, and the name must include a type of pasta. What are you going to call your band?
Oh, man. Okay, I'm running through pasta types in my head.
Spaghetti?
Spaghetti, bow tie, penne, rigatoni.
The bow tie cats.
That's pretty good. I'm trying to make like some kind of like pun.
DJ Bowtie.
I'm trying to make like a pun or a rhyme or like something like that. What are some others? Does like lasagna count? Ravioli?
The Ravioli Bandits. They steal your raviolis. Okay. Let's just name, if we were going to choose our band name.
Our band name right now.
3, 2, 1. DJ Safa.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant with pasta.
Oh.
DJ Safa is our DJ name.
Yeah.
It's not our band name.
Oh, okay.
Our DJ name is DJ Safa's.
If you didn't know.
It's also Jube's DJ name.
Yeah. We share it with her.
Yeah, we share it.
No. We come out on stage all at once. And we're one of those DJs. We're like, it's a group effort.
We're group DJs.
Group DJ.
all of us are called DJ Soft Boss.
I mean, we have our cat ears already. All we need are our soft paw mitts, and we'll be good to go.
Actually, this reminds me of there's a restaurant that, I forget, was it Breckenridge or something? That was called Rasta Pasta, and it was like Rastafarian pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would play like... Bob Marley and stuff, and it was all pasta, but it was really good pasta. But that could be a band name, Rasta Pasta.
Rasta Pasta, yeah, you know? yeah. Especially if it's like the right genre.
Yeah,
it'd be great.
Yeah,
it could be
some
great.
Reggae.
Yeah. So, what movie is the best antidepressant? Now, for this, I'll have to say, I don't think that there's a single answer.
No, many answers.
to me, I think the movie that's the best antidepressant is like a childhood movie that mm-hmm. you kind of grew up with, that you watched a ton, and like that you have the best like buffer memories associated with it. So it's like, think of like a time in your life where things were the best. Find a movie from that time and rewatch that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because I think that's why I love Spaceballs so much.
I love Kung Pao.
And you love Kung Pao. Like, but I would also those are like, movies from like a simpler time.
There's also, but also like Disney movies are in there for me.
Any Disney movies? Because like not all Disney antidepressant, movies. Lion King, I don't know.
Yeah, like Aladdin would. I was thinking like Lion King has a sad moment.
Yeah.
But like
Lion King might be like
Aladdin is a great one. Actually, for me, I really like Hercules. It wasn't the most popular Disney movie.
I love Hercules.
I thought Hercules was great.
We should do a Disney tier list.
Also, Ghibli. Oh, that would be fun.
A Disney tier list?
Disney tier list.
Ooh, we'd get people upset.
I know. Maybe it'd be fun, though. Well, it'd be controversial.
Oh.
Is that going to be our first controversy?
Spill the tea! How dare they rank this one over this one?
But also like Studio Ghibli movies.
Studio Ghibli, oh yeah.
I didn't actually watch until I was an adult, so I don't have that same association.
I'll say Studio Ghibli, yeah. A lot of...
Feel Good. Like Spirited Away and stuff.
Spirited Away, yeah. Spirited Away is really
also
good.
Also for me...
In the end...
There are some things that are, you know, like Spirited Away has some kind of like scary moment, like yeah. scarier moments and stuff. Like kind of creepy.
But you love that stuff.
But I love that. Because my one of my favorite movies growing up was Nightmare Before Christmas, you know? Yeah. Like, I used to like a lot of creepy stuff. And I used to wonder if I was weird because I liked scary things.
You are not. You are perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lots of suggestions there. Planet Earth. Just watch some Planet Earth, guys. Just like, like witness the wonder that is the world that we live on. Okay, so maybe one last question, and then we'll move it to Thing of the Week. What is a small inconvenience curse that would drive somebody insane? I think that, like, for me, you know, you'd really have to get to know someone to, like, really fine-tune it, find out
what's one that would drive me insane?
Find out what their, like, pet peeve is and plague them with that. For me, no, you could probably guess mine, so I'll leave that for you. You can reveal it. For you, it would be everything is slightly off and everything, like, moves a little bit and everything is just, like,
off, like,
slightly
off?
Out of order. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's I feel like our life is more than slightly out of order.
Yeah, you've accepted it now. You've been immune. Okay. I was going to go for a general one because that's what I've been brainstorming.
Okay.
You mess with their cell phone.
Mm.
Any cell phone they ever touch. Any cell phone and computers.
Mm-hmm.
Plague them with IT issues. Plague them. Okay, the inconvenience curse.
Unnecessary update pop-ups.
Inconvenience curse that would drive someone insane. Let no technology work for them ever.
Yeah.
When they're about to save that PowerPoint,
ooh.
Crash it.
Ooh.
When they're about to get a call from their crush, your phone dies.
Rude.
When they're about to, like, you know, finish that level that they ground for so long, file gets corrupted.
Yeah.
They have to start all over again. They could never enjoy any technology. Everyone around them is enjoying technology, living a good life, and they are cursed, and no technology ever works for them. They could even borrow their friend's phone. It won't work for them. Still they give cursed. It back to their friend. It works.
Oh,
they are just
they're the problem.
Cursed with technology. I think that'd be the worst plague, honestly.
Yeah.
Because technology is, like, legit so important for life, for every single aspect of it, and it's so important. And I wish that everyone has good technology journeys and with good access to everything, but that's just not how it is. And by the way, I do think that'd be like the worst curse.
Yeah.
Maybe that's too big of a curse.
That's a pretty big one.
That's a pretty big one.
Here, I have one for you.
Yeah.
Specific to your pet peeve, which is anytime you're having a conversation with someone,
mm-hmm.
the first half of that conversation is them repeating what they've already told you in the past.
Yes. That is my pet peeve. Repeated things.
Repeated things. Or yeah. I could do it. I could go a few different directions. That could be one. The other direction could be like anytime you watch any piece of content, for the first half of it, it's just repeated what you last watched before you can get to any new content. Oh. See, it's not. I'm not fully
wasting
you.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be horrible. Yeah, but for me, I think like my main pet peeve is like repeated things, like wasting time, like. Or even just like anything repeated.
Having to
repeated.
Do something
again. Oh, having to do something again.
We just filmed a little thing for an intro for a video. And the whole thing was blurry.
Oh, anytime like footage is corrupted or I don't record things or like anything where like that time was like wasted. Well, we once recorded a whole podcast and it wasn't recording or it was messed up or the audio was bad or something like that. And I got kind of depressed for a moment.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that can, like, throw me off.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Yeah. It's rough.
But, you know what? Those are all learning lessons, learning opportunities. This file that you're watching right now is being recorded in two different places.
Because we've
on this
learned.
Computer and this computer. And it's redundant. It's backed up. It's powerful.
Yes.
But you know what, Caitlin? I think that it's about time for the thing of the week. Do you like how I extended that sentence so I could find
so you
the sound
to
effect?
Push the button, yeah.
Yeah. Where is it? Too many buttons over here.
Yes. Do you want to do yours first?
What was mine?
The printer.
Oh yeah. Hey. So I love 3D printing. It was probably one of the things that got me into making in some ways, like tinkering and stuff like that. And the first 3D printer I got was probably 10 years ago.
2000? No, wasn't that long ago.
No.
Like seven or eight years ago.
Yeah, the Rep 2. And I just loved it so much. And, you know, we've done some 3D printing projects on the channel in the past, but just not much. And one thing about our older 3D printer is the technology has advanced since then, you know.
We've had it for a long time. We've had it since before we started
and
the YouTube
channel.
It
still works. It still is going. It's a tank.
Yeah.
But I wanted something that was quieter and a little bit more detailed. So like a smaller nozzle capable of like fine, intricate, detailed prints. Because what we have is kind of a larger scale 3D printer.
Boy.
So I got, or we got the...
you got it.
So together we purchased the Prusa Mini Plus. And it arrived after a long wait. And it has been stellar quality. It's very nice. You know, we don't do reviews on our channel. We don't, you know, do reviews for content or anything like that. But I can say I'm impressed by it.
Yep, we've had it for a couple days now, and you've been playing around.
Yeah, I've been playing around with it. I'm impressed by the print quality. I'm impressed with the filament. And I'm excited to maybe incorporate that in a future you know, video. But I'm like, if we don't, I'm okay with it. I just like having a little 3D printer that, you know, I trust that is quiet, that we can run, you know,
so quiet.
Without disrupting our content. You know, the big one was...
We, like, couldn't... Like, you can hear it from this room.
Yeah, it's so loud.
It's so loud.
It's just like the driver technology has come a long way since 3D printers first came about. And I'm liking it. So that's my thing of the week.
Yeah, and we're still going to use the big boy. We're just going to put a, like, bigger extruder on it so we can, like, print super beefy stuff.
Yeah.
My thing of the week... this is a YouTube channel that's been blowing up a lot lately, so you may have heard of the channel, but it's the channel is Stuff Made Here.
Mm-hmm.
Some video examples. Well, I'll recommend one of my favorites. We've like binged a few of them, but his robot that cuts his hair video.
That was
and
good.
I think one of the things that's so impressive is like would that audio be picked up?
I think it might have been.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I was pulling up his channel.
Yeah, so he made a haircutting robot. He's so freaking thorough and put so much time into these builds. Like, I was expecting a robot with some scissors attached to it with a motor that would just, like, on a, some kind of rotation, would just open and close the scissors.
And he'd like put his head,
towards it. That's what I was picturing. No, no, no. This thing has like a probe that probes his head and measures a certain distance away and cuts the hair and does that differently depending on where it is around his head.
Yeah, and he like programmed what haircut he wanted into his robot. Yeah. And his robot tried to give him that haircut.
And it has like a vacuum that like sucks his hair up and then snips it. Like, it's so well done. And that is the case with every single video of his that we have watched. Like,
man, how much do you work? So much time. So much effort.
So much time. It's so impressive.
High effort crafting.
Yeah.
High effort making.
Yeah, really high effort. It's great, though.
It's good.
So if you want to see some awesome engineering. Also a very nice
dry sense of humor.
Yeah, he's got a great like dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, there's some content you watch because the personality is like very like bubbly and big and in your face. And then there's some where it's like more chill, and he's definitely more chill. But like the humor is mm-hmm. so great because mm-hmm. it's so like subtle and dry.
It's good. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah. So great channel stuff made here. He's been blowing up. So again, you guys might recognize the name.
It's so crazy. Still. He has 18 videos.
I know. Well, he started 8 months ago with the first video. Yeah. And he's at 1.82 million subs.
Yeah.
But like the videos are so good.
But it's like oops all bangers.
Yeah, oops all bangers.
But it's not really oops all bangers. No. It's very intentionally all bangers.
Yeah.
Very intentionally all bangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting. But that takes us to the end of today's episode. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today. We really appreciate it. Hope you're having a great day. As always, we like to plug this little prank that we have going on. We're trying to get our shows, we're trying to get our podcast up in whatever podcast ranking system you guys might be listening to it on. And you can do that by rating this show highly so it goes up in the charts. So people will listen to it and they're like, what?
Who are these people? And then we're like, prank.
Is it a good prank?
No.
I don't know. One day, we're just going to get a review saying, like, what the heck? And then we'll know.
Then we'll know.
We have succeeded. All right, guys. Thanks so much again. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.